The global winners and losers of the war in Iran. Trump compares attack on Iran to Pearl Harbor in meeting with Japanese PM. Several injured as turbulence hits Delta flight into Sydney. Denmark planned to blow up Greenland runways if US invaded, reports say. Australia PM heckled at Sydney Mosque. Ramadan event, Bachelorette's new season pulled after Taylor Frankie Paul abuse allegations. Netanyahu says Israel acted alone. In attack on Iranian gas field, nearly 100 ships passed the Hormuz Strait. Who is getting through? Teenager among first to be executed over Iran's anti-government protests. NASA's moon rocket Artemis rolls back to pad for possible April launch. Norway's crown princess to address Epstein. Links as son's rape trial concludes. Iranians prepare for Persian New Year under shadow of war. BTS is back. Anti-drone systems and 260,000 fans as world's biggest band returns. Gas shortage caused by Iran war may push India back to dirtier fuels. Why UK governing Labour's Brexit focus has shifted from leavers to remainers. Desperate for food, drought-stricken Kenyans turn to the gingerbread tree. Are US and Israel aligned on Iran war? Deciphering Trump's post after gas field attacks. As Cuba struggles with power cuts, how is the island holding up? Watch. Gabbard faces scrutiny over Iran nuclear intelligence claims. Famous Iditarod dog sled race ends in repeat win for Jesse Holmes. Venezuelans in Miami and Caracas celebrate historic WBC victory over USA. Analysis. China's record oil output reaches limits of what's possible. Prices for oil, fuel cargoes smash record highs as Iran war chokes Middle East supply. Trump calls for Japan, NATO to step up. On Iran as oil prices bite. Saudi Arabia sees oil at $180 if Iran war lasts beyond April, WSJ. Gold prices rebound but head for deep weekly loss as Iran war dents rate cut bets. Oil prices fall as US considers lifting some Iran sanctions. Gold slides on bets for higher interest rates for longer amid raging Iran war. Saudi Arabia has the right to take military action against Iran. Foreign minister says US, Japan to focus rare earths cooperation on select group of minerals. At first GS downgrades, Lufthansa to sell as $1 billion fuel hedge loss hits 2026 earnings. FedEx CEO says global demand holding amid Iran war, annual profit outlook up on record holiday profit. Australia's Star Entertainment names Bally's executive Charles Dio as CFO. Top three U.S. oil refining stocks, according to Goldman Sachs. Samsonite shares drop on weak FY earnings, says U.S. listing prep on track. Work from home, avoid air travel to deal with higher energy prices, IEA says. Exclusive, Tesla in talks with Chinese firms to buy $2.9 billion worth of solar equipment, sources say. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 1.51%. GE Vernova, Hitachi to build U.S. nuclear reactors for $40 billion, White House. Virgin Australia to adjust fares to reflect cost pressures. Joint statement on Strait of Hormuz by European nations, Japan, Canada. War hits Tehran's Grand Bazaar as prices surge and shops shut. U.S. seeks seizures and convictions by China to curb fentanyl issue. U.S. new home sales drop to near 3.5-year low in January. U.S. wholesale inventories fall sharply in January. Natural gas storage report shows smaller than expected increase. World trade growth set to slow to 1.9% this year. Iran war may weigh more, says WTO. Wholesale inventories decline unexpectedly, signaling potential shifts. New home sales drop significantly. Missing forecasts. Bank of England holds rates as expected amid inflation concerns. ECB to start lifting rates as soon as April on inflation pressures, brokerages say. WTO reform deadlock may prompt some countries to seek other options on free trade. Dollar dips as oil shock turns central banks hawkish. Morning bid, hawkish rate repricing halts the dollar's rally. Analysis, Iran conflict could flip China's deflation into bad inflation.